There's a story told, an old Jewish story that I have read recently, of a teacher who traveled the world, preaching and teaching. At some point, he found himself visiting the king of Egypt, as that story went, and he was welcomed and honored as he had never been honored before. After an evening of feasting, the king ushered the teacher into this room filled with the most stunning of paintings, the most beautiful things he had ever seen. They filled three walls of the room, and the teacher was completely mesmerized. He was perplexed, though, to see that the fourth wall was blank, nothing there. He asked the reason and was told that the artist had died before that wall could be completed. And so for generations, no one had felt that they were able to match the beauty of the other walls. And so it remained blank. That day, though, that teacher said that if the king was willing, he would complete the work himself. The king was amazed, but he agreed, and so he provided the materials that man requested. Silver, some other chemicals, and some rags, and he asked that the area be blocked off so he could work. And the teacher changed to artist, did work. Several weeks later, he invited the king to see his work, and he was amazed, for what he had done was create a mirror on that fourth wall. It reflected the beauty of the other artist's work. It honored the light and color and made it only greater. It added to beauty the beauty that was already there in a way that the king could not have anticipated. There wasn't anything added to the original artist's work in a way, but somehow it was greater. For us as God's people, we know that as much as we don't understand, the beauty of the world is complete already. We know the imperfections, but the beauty is all there. As we live and wait, we wait for God's own light, the work of the artist, reflected in us and among us, beyond anything that any of us could imagine, to add to the richness and depth of the light that God shines on our world. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.